Sura Nandana Braja Chanu Ranjana. Jamuna Tera Vana Chaldi. Yamuna Tera Vana Chaldi. Jaya Rahu Madhuva Kunya Vihari Jaya Rahu Madhuva Kunya Vihari Bijana Balaba Girivaru Rauti Bijana Balaba Girivaru Rauti Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Nandana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Nandana Yasoda Tera Vana Chalde Yamuna Tera Vana Chaldi Jaya Radha Madhuva Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Kunya Vihari Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Paramahamsa also Tada Sutashi Shimad His Divine Grace Abhaya Chalanana Bhakti Vananda Gosami Marshila Prabhupada Ki Jai Iskan Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas All glories the assembled devotees All glories the assembled devotees All glories to Sri Guru Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharani Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deja Tarni. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Noita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Okay. So Om Ganat Tividanda Shaganjana Shalakaya Chakshur Miditam Yenatas Mai Sigurvena Maha I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual masters, Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. So we are reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Majja 6, beginning with text 184. Discussion between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sarva Bhoma Bhattacharya about the Atmarama verse, a famous verse from the Bhagavatam 1.7.10. And let's see. Okay. So we'll start here. Prabhu Kahe Bhattacharya Nakara Vishnaya Bhagavana Bhakti Padama Purushartha Haya. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then told him, that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, do not be astonished. Actually, devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the highest perfection of human activity. So, Atmarama Paryanta Kare Ishvara Bhajana Aichaya Chincha Bhagavan Raguna Gana. Even the self-satisfied sages perform devotional service to the Supreme Lord. Such are the transcendental qualities of the Lord. They are full of inconceivable spiritual potency. So text 186. Atmaramas cha munio nigrantha apyarukrame kurvancha hoituktim bhaktim itam buddha guno harihi. Those who are self-satisfied and unattracted by external material desires are also attracted to the loving service of Sri Krishna, whose qualities are transcendental and whose activities are wonderful. Hari, the personality of Godhead, is called Krishna because he has such transcendentally attractive features. So this is the famous Atmarama verse 1.7.10. So, of course, Lord Chaitanya is going to go on and explain this very, very nicely. And he's asking Bhattacharya, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, to explain it first. And this verse is such an important verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam because it indicates that devotional service to the personal form of God, of course you can't perform devotional service in the impersonal form, but devotional service performed to Krishna is superior to meditation, merging, taking as the impersonal Brahman as your goal. I mean, this verse actually proves it. And it proves it, and there are examples given, such as the four Kumaras. The four Kumaras, of course, were absorbed in Brahman, and then they came to the doorway of the Vaikuntha planets. And coming to the doorway of the Vaikuntha planets, of course, they had some trouble with Jaya and Vijay. And the Lord came out, and when they smelled the tulsi leaves, the flowers offered to the lotus feet of the Lord, they gave up their impersonal understanding and took to the devotional service of the Lord. And also, there's the story of Shukadeva Goswami, who was in his mother's womb for a very long time. Some people say 16 years, that's a long time. And he didn't want to come out. The reason he didn't want to come out was because he was afraid of falling into Maya. So, therefore, when he heard Krishna Katha, he did decide to come out, and he ran away from home immediately. So there's another story. And in the Jiva Dharma, there's a story of this sannyasi Thakur, who is in Kashi, and he is meditating, absorbed in Brahman. He's on the Paramahamsa platform. Paramahamsa platform means the topmost platform of any spiritual path. You know, Paramahamsa Mayavadi. And, of course, Paramahamsa Vaishnava means that one is seeing Krishna everywhere, absorbed in Krishna, and sees everybody ultimately is serving Krishna. And a Paramahamsa Vaishnava doesn't preach unless he comes down to the platform of Madhyamadhikari, of distinguishing between the innocent, the envious, the devotees, and the Supreme Personality of God itself. Anyway, so there's many, many examples of how transcendentalists who were situated on the Brahman platform became attracted to Krishna or Krishna's qualities and just transcended the Brahman platform. So it's the famous Atmarama verse. So we'll go on to the next text. Shuni Bhattacharya Kai Shuna Mahashaya Eshlokera Harta Shunite Vancha Poiha. After hearing the Atmarama verse, Sarvamama Bhattacharya addressed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "My dear sir, please explain this verse. I have a great desire to hear your explanation of it." Prabhu kai tumi ki arta kara taha ge shuni pachayami kariba arta yeba kichu jane. The Lord replied, "First let me hear your explanation. After that, I shall try to explain what little I know." So we're going to see how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu basically bewilders Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya by explaining the Atmarama verse in so many different ways, using the different permutations of the meanings of different words in the Atmarama verse. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, let's go on. Anyway, you'll hear about this. Shuni Bhattacharya Shloka Karila Vyakhyana Tarka Shastra Mata Uttaya Vivida Vidhana. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya then began to explain the Atmarama verse, and according to the principles of logic, he put forward various propositions. Navavida Artakaila Shastra Mata Lana Shuni Prabhu Kahe Kichu Ishat Kasya. The Bhattacharya explained the Atmarama verse in 9 different ways on the basis of scripture. After hearing his explanation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, smiling a little, began to speak. Srila Prabhupada comments that the Atmarama verse was discussed at Naimisharanya at a meeting of many great sages headed by Shonaka Rishi. They questioned Srila Suta Goswami, who presided at the meeting, about why Srila Shukadev Goswami, a Paramahansa already in the transcendental position, was attracted to a discussion of the qualities of Krishna. In other words, they wanted to know why Sri Shukadev Goswami engaged in the study of Srimad Bhagavatam. They wanted to know why, because he was already spiritually situated in Brahman, that's why. And the interesting, one interesting thing about this discussion at Naimisharanya, which is not the main topic today, is that Suta Goswami was the one who was addressing all the Brahmins there. And Suta means a mixed family. And sometimes people pull out all these quotes stating that only one born in a Brahmin family and only one in a male body in a Brahmin family and only one who is not taking up any other occupation, especially not the occupation of getting a job, can actually be a Brahmin. That's interesting, isn't it? There's that philosophy. And of course, generally the people who are using it are using it to discriminate against others, to establish their own position, whether their own position is due to their bias towards chauvinism, or their bias towards racism, or their bias towards casteism, or simply to maintain their social position or maintain their economic position. There's many different motives that people have.
So it's also really interesting in that situation where there's a mixed marriage.
Yeah.
That the child is identified with the honor of the woman rather than the man.
Hmm.
Such a marriage, the woman maintains her honor, but if she doesn't become
right. Actually, good, good point. Yes, that's true. Everybody has a varna.
But this is very strong evidence that women have a varna with one marriage, they have a varna, they keep their same varna after one. And it always fascinates me that when there's a marriage with mixed varnas, the child is almost always associated with that
mother. With the mother.
Like the doer is concerned with you because his mother was. And he had no heart to do this because he's a mother because his mother's. They're much more identical.
Yeah, Lord Kapiladeva. Lord Kapiladeva was considered basically the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but his father was a Brahmin.
But in that case, didn't he feel like he was born and accepted a family?
She assumed the qualities of a Brahmin.
She already had that because Lord Vishnu told, you know, for no one
knew, yeah.
Said, I want to marry a woman like this position.
But by caste.
By birth, she was a Kshatriya.
By birth, she was a Kshatriya. Yeah, but as far as caste distinction, she was...
As far as birth distinction,
yeah.
But not as far as what she acted.
As far as human karma. That's good. All right, very good. So text 191. Bhattacharya jani tumi sakshat rahaspati shastra vyakya karite ache karonahi shokti. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, my dear Bhattacharya, you are exactly like Brahaspati, the priest of the heavenly kingdom. Indeed, no one within this world has the power to explain the scriptures in such a way. In fact, according to the Gauravadas Dipika, he is an incarnation or expansion of Brahaspati. So, kintu tumi artakaile pandicha pati boya Ihavahi shlokera ache aro abhipraya. My dear Bhattacharya, you have certainly explained this verse by the prowess of your vast learning. But you should know that besides the scholarly explanation, there is another purport to this verse. Bhattacharya paratanate prabhu vyakya krila Anranava Artamaje Ekanat Chunida. Upon the request of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to explain the verse without touching upon nine explanations given by Bhattacharya. So, text 194. Atmaramas cha shloke ekadasha padavaiha pitak pitak kaila padera arta nischaya. There are 11 words in the Atmarama verse, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will explain each word one after the other. Prabhupada explains in his purport the words in the Atmarama verse are Atmarama cha munia nigranta api urukrame kurvanti ahaitukim Vaktim, Itam, Buddha, Guna, and Bodhi. Text 195. Now it's going to get a little technical. Tatat pada pradanye Atmarama milana Ashtadasha hartakaila Abhipraya nana. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took each word specifically and combined it with the word Atmarama. He thus explained the word Atmarama in 18 different ways. So, of course, technically the word Atma, Atma can mean self. I mean, Lord Chaitanya is going to explain this. Oh, it can mean soul, or it can mean the supreme soul. So many different things. And Rama means to enjoy. So we're going to hear all these different permutations of this one word. Bhagavan Tanra, and that's just one word amongst the 11 words in the verse. Bhagavan Tanvashati Tanaguna Gana Achincha Prabhu Prabhavatinera Nagaya Katuna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, His different potencies, and His transcendental qualities all have inconceivable prowess. It is not possible to explain them fully. Anyayata sadya sarana kariya chadana etine hare siddha sadhakira vana. These three items attract the mind of a perfect student engaged in spiritual activities and overcome all other processes of spiritual activities. So Prabhupada explains in the purport that spiritual activities other than bhakti yoga are divided into three categories. Remember this. Speculative activities conducted by the jnana sampradaya. Jnana means knowledge. Sampradaya means the cyclic succession. And Prabhupada, in the parentheses, he calls them learned scholars. So they speculate as to the nature of the absolute truth. Is it like this? Is it like that? Of course, using different methodologies. Fruitive activity conducted by the general populace according to the Vedic regulations. That means not just people who want the fruits. You know, fruitive means you want fruits. But they're following the Vedic injunctions to get the fruits. Yeah, it's like karma kanja, this Vedic injunctions, which is actually good because at least they're accepting a higher authority. As Krishna says in the Gita, Trigunya Vishya Veda Nis Trigunya Vivarjana Nirdran Bodh Visakasto Nir Yogakshema Atmaban. That the Vedas mainly deal with the three modes of material nature. And the reason that they mainly deal with the three modes of material nature is that most people are in the three modes and they're not ready just to chant Hare Krishna and surrender to Krishna or engage themselves fully in the spiritual path. So there's indirect engagement, like when they perform the Vedic rituals, you know, they chant Om, at least the Brahmins chant Om. So Brahmins and those who have second initiation. Anyway, they chant Om, they understand Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Pada Pashanti Yat Surya, that all the demigods look to Vishnu. So there's sort of a jnana sukriti when they do these things. So that's the fruitive activity conducted by the general populace. It's not that they're just people who are looking for fruits and working a job. It's a little bit different, according to Vedic regulations. And the activities of transcendentalists not engaged in devotional service. That means impersonalists, or Mayavadis. There are many different branches of these categories, but the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by His inconceivable potencies and transcendental qualities, attracts the mind of the student engaged in the activities of karma, jnana, and yoga. Oh yeah, I left out. You know, that's another type of transcendentalist, one who is engaged in the Hatha Yoga system, Ashtanga Yoga system, and so forth. The Supreme Lord is full of inconceivable potencies which are related to His persons, His energies, and His transcendental qualities. All of these are very attractive to the serious student. Consequently, the Lord is known as Krishna, the all-attractive one. Krishna means to attract. And Na, the Acharyas are sometimes described as a short for Ananda, giving you happiness. So Krishna attracts, just like in the Bhagavad Gita, this verse about Vaishya is Krishigo Rakshamanijan, Vaishya Karma Svabhavajan. That means the Vaishya is actually not using a tractor. He's using the bullock. And it's like a tractor, you know, organic tractor. So he's using the bullock to plow the field. So that's Krishigo Rakshamanijan, Vaishya Karma Svabhavajan. So attract. And, you know, in English we do have this word attract, tractor, like that, which is very much connected. So anyway, So Na gives you happiness or negates the suffering that we're experiencing in this world. That's the name Krishna. So that's why when we chant the name Krishna, we feel very happy. We forget about all of our suffering. And when we don't chant the name Krishna, we get into our minds. And just like last night, you know, the electricity went off, and I said, you know, this is miserable. And so then I started to chant Hare Krishna. And what else can you do? It's dark. So what am I going to do? I can't go on the internet and check the news. Because the cell signal doesn't work so well in my house. So, oh my God, what am I going to do? So, what misery. So then I just started Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And also, when I was having this kidney pain, and it was up all night, all I could do was walk back and forth, and I chanted. And I was in ecstasy, was pretty tired, but I was in ecstasy at the same time. So Krishna arranges this, so we'll take shelter of his holy name and experience the actual relief from the material miseries and experience some transcendental happiness. So, text 198. Sanakari Shukadeva Dhati Pramana Emata Nana Arda Karena Vyakyana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained the meaning of the verse by giving evidence concerning Shukadeva Goswami, and we cited that before, and the four rishis, Sanaka, Sanat Kumar, Sanatana, and Sanandana. Just the Lord gave various meanings and explanations. So Prabhupada explains in his purport that Krishna is all attractive is verified by the activities of the four rishis and Shukadeva Goswami. All of them were liberated persons, yet they were attracted by the qualities and pastimes of the Lord. It is therefore said, Mukta api lilaya vigraham kritva bhagavantam bhajante. Even liberated persons are attracted by the pastimes of Lord Krishna and thus engage in devotional service. That's from the Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhulila, 24th chapter, text 112. From the very beginning of their lives, Shukadeva Goswami and the four Kumaras, known as Chatur Sonar, were liberated and realized on the Brahman platform. In other words, they realized that they were spirit souls, Brahma-Buddha Prasanatma, Nashochajina Kanshati. So one who has realized that you're a soul, but you're not part of this world, that's such a relief, isn't it? Especially if you're getting older. It's a real, oh my God, I'm a soul. Thank God I'm a soul. Prasanatma, you know, you become happy. Nashochati, Nakanshati. You're not lamenting, oh my God, what happened with my youth? Or hankering. You know, let me go to the plastic surgery and get my youth back or get a glandular implant. So, anyway, so they were on that platform. I mean, they had not, at least according to the pastime, realized that even transcendental, or let's say above the Brahman platform, there's the personality of Godhead. Brahmaiti, Paramatmaiti, Bhagwaniti, Shavyate. The absolute truth is known as Brahman. Brahman means, of course, the spirit. And sometimes considered to be the all-pervading and personal spiritual aspect of the Lord. Then there's the Paramatma, which is the second one. Paramatma means the localized expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead within everyone's heart and within every atom, in fact. And then, of course, there's also a Paramatma of the universe. So, and then above that, or above him, then you have Bhagavan Krishna. And Krishna has various personal expansions. And Krishna is the Supreme Personality, Gaudiya Chansa Kalakpum Sa. Krishna is too, Bhagavan Swayam is the original personality, Gaudiya, from whom all other expansions come, Advaita Chuta, Nadi Rananda Rupam, Adyam Kalama, Pudasham Nabi Yoganam Cha. They're all the same person, and as we mentioned before so many times, that people don't understand it yet, is that all of Krishna's Vishnu-tattva expansions, that is, godly expansions, they are all absolutely the same as Krishna, but Krishna acting differently simultaneously in unlimited places and unlimited times. You know, it's inconceivable. It's a chincha shakti. So, the four Kumaras were attracted by the aroma of the flowers offered at the lotus feet of Krishna. And in this way, they became devotees. Shukadeva Goswami heard the Srimad Bhagavatam by the mercy of his father, Vyasadeva, and he was consequently attracted to Krishna and became a great devotee. Which is a pastime. I mean, generally it's understood that Shukadeva Goswami is Radharani's parrot, or at least eternal associate of Srimati Radharani. That's why when he was reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam to Pariksit Maharaj, he didn't mention Radharani's name directly. So there's pastimes. Sometimes devotees will, under the influence of Krishna's yogamaya potency, act as if they're on a different position than they're actually at. That happens. Like Arjuna was bewildered. And his position was that, you know, he was a pure devotee of the Supreme, eternal associate of the Supreme Personality, God had heard the Bhagavad Gita before, right? When Krishna spoke to Vibhaswan. So, but he forgot it. And that was Krishna's arrangement. It was called Yogamaya. So that the Bhagavad Gita could be spoken, so Arjuna would be bewildered, so it would be the appropriate interplay between Krishna and Arjuna. So, the conclusion is that a transcendental bliss experienced in the service of the Lord must be superior to Ramananda. The bliss derived from realizing the impersonal Brahman, and the bliss derived from I'm spirit, I'm not part of this world, or the bliss derived from meditating on Krishna's Ramajyoti, or the bliss derived, basically bliss derived from so-called merging into the Ramajyoti. You can't merge into the Ramajyoti, but apparently it may feel like that, but you still maintain your individuality. And according to the Bhagavatam, Aruya Kachena Paramvada, that ultimately you probably fall out of it because you're not going to be satisfied, because it's not really bliss in the Brahmajyoti. Of course, the bliss... Oops, you sent me a message. Right in the middle of class. So...
I thought it was better than correcting
what?
I thought it was better than giving a correction.
Ah, that's much better. You know, it promises bliss, but it's the bliss of relief. The bliss of being relieved from the material existence. I mean, there's some happiness there, but compared to the happiness of Krishna consciousness, nothing compares to the happiness of Krishna consciousness. So, Shunivata Chayare Mane Haila Chamatkara Prabhu Ke Krishna Jani Kare Apana Dikara. Upon hearing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's explanation of the Atmarama verse, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was struck with wonder. He then understood Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be Krishna in person, and he thus condemned himself in the following words: Inhota Sakshat Krishna Munina Janiya Maha Aparada Koinu Garvitahila Haiya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was certainly Lord Krishna himself, because I could not understand him, and he was very proud of my own learning. I have committed many offenses. Atmaninda Kalilaila Prabhura Shadana Kripa Kari Bhare Tabe Prabhura Haila Mana. When Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya denounced himself as an offender and took shelter of the Lord desired to show him mercy. Nijarupa Prabhu Tanre Karayana Darshana Chaturbhuja Rupa Prabhu Haila Takana. To show him mercy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu allowed him to see his Vishnu form. Thus he immediately assumed four hands. The Prabhupada sometimes said the four-handed aspect of the Lord is the official personality of Godhead. Because that way he would understand that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God. Tekhayana tanrayage chaturbhuja rupa apache shama vamshimukha swakiya sarupa. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first showed him the four-handed form and then appeared before him in his original form of Krishna with a blackish complexion and a flute to his lips. Wow. Deki sarvabhauma dandavat karipade una uti stuti kare vikara yudi. When Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya saw the form of Lord Krishna manifested in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he immediately fell down flat to offer him obeisances. Then he stood up with folded hands and began to offer prayers. Prabhura Kripaya Tanra Spurila Sabatva Nama Prema Dana Adi Vanena Mahat. By the mercy of the Lord, all truths were revealed to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and he could understand the importance of chanting the holy name and distributing love of God everywhere. Wow. Shata shloka kaila ke danda na yate prahaspati taiche shloka napari karite. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya composed 100 verses in a very short time. Indeed, not even Brahaspati, the priest of the heavenly planets, could compose verses as quickly. So the name of the book of 100 verses composed by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is Ashushloka Shataka. Shuni Suke Prabhu Tanre Kaila Alingana Bhattacharya Prema Veshe Hoila Achetana. After hearing the 100 verses, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu happily embraced Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was immediately overwhelmed in ecstatic love of Godhead and fell unconscious. Wow. Ashru Stamba Ulaka Sveda Kampa Traharai Nache Gayas Kande Pade Prabhupada Dodi. Out of ecstatic love of God, the Bhattacharya shed tears and his body was stunned. He exhibited an ecstatic mood and he perspired, shook, and trembled. He sometimes danced, sometimes chanted, sometimes cried, and sometimes fell down to touch the lotus feet of the Lord. Symptoms, Baba. 209. Dehi Gopinatha Charya Arashita Mana Patachera Patacharya Richadeki Ase Prabhura Gana. While Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was in this ecstasy, Gopinatha Charya was very pleased. The associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all laughed to see the Bhattacharya dance so. Gopinath Acharya Kai Mahaprabhura Prati Sevat Acharya Prabhu Kaile Egati. Gopinath Acharya told Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Sir, you have brought all this upon Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Prabhu Kaye Tumi Magda Tumara Sangaite Jagannatha Inhare Kripa Kaila Balamate." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "You are a devotee. Because of your association, Lord Jagannath has shown him mercy." Because Gopinath Acharya was the brother-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So even some sort of relationship like that. Of course, Gopinath Acharya was continually trying to preach to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, but Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya did not accept what he was saying, because Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was acting as a dive-in-the-wool impersonalist. Tabe Bhattacharya Charye Prabhu Shushtira Koye Ila Karila Stirahana Bhattacharya Vahu Stuti Kaila. After this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pacified the Bhattacharya, and when he was quieted, he offered many prayers to the Lord. So this is Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya speaking. Jagat Nisthalile to me. Seha Alpla Karya Ama Udaralile Tumi Eshati Ascharya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, "My dear sir, you have delivered the entire world, but that is not a very great task. However, you have also delivered me, and that is certainly the work of very wonderful powers." You know, in other words, easier to deliver the whole world than to deliver me. Because I'm just stubborn, attached to my own concepts, my own ideas.
Phew. Well, I just realized that you didn't get any meat.
What?
There's no water. You didn't get any meat.
Where?
From the windows, from the roof.
Yeah. Which windows?
These windows.
We haven't fixed.
I remember just getting them fixed.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he fixed it.
And it's obviously it's fixed. It just like hit me. There's no
walking. I know. It's a miracle. Just like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya being saved.